Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Well, no matter where he is on the planet, we've got to breaking news with the voice of Stratford Warriors, Casey Kenny, is on the phone lines. Hey, Casey.
Hey, Jamie. Thanks very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, we're talking Stratford Warriors. We've got some games set.
Yes, for sure. So the first round playoff, at least half of the first round playoff series between the Warriors and the Brantford Bandits, who they ended up playing in the first round. Stratford finishing second in the Midwestern Conference. So that series, best of seven, getting underway Friday night at the William Allman Arena. That'll be a 7:30 opening face-off for Game 1. Then Game 2, no rest for the weary, goes Saturday afternoon in Brantford. Game time in the Telephone City set for 5 o'clock. So that'll be the first two games back-to-back.
All right. So what are your thoughts heading into this series with Brantford?
Well, Brantford certainly is a team that's played a lot better since the Christmas break. Earlier in the season, you know, the first half anyway, a weaker team, but they've made some coaching acquisitions. They brought in former NHL player Zdeněk Knopka to be their associate coach around the Christmas time break. Also brought in Mike McElveen, a familiar coach in the GOJHL. So they have new leadership, and I know that since that break, they've played a lot better. In fact, they defeated Stratford twice. They defeated them once in overtime in Brantford and then once in regulation. So certainly not a team to take easy. They have a goaltender in Leonard Nice, who is actually ranked for the upcoming NHL draft. He is ranked among the North American goaltenders, so 6'5" goalie. In a series like that, as we all know, goaltender's capable of stealing a series for a team. So if he's on top of his head or playing well, I expect that it will be a tough series. And I think Stratford, if they play to their strengths, for sure should be able to defeat Brantford and move on to the second round. But it's I don't think it's going to be easy.
All right. So again, it kicks off this Friday at the Allman Arena. We're so looking forward to this series with Brantford. And coming off the regular season with a win last Friday.
So yes, it was a good win over Cambridge for sure to finish off the regular season at home. They were able to Cam Daigle was recognized before the game. 4 years in the GOJHL. It will be his last season in the league. Scored a hat trick in the game, had a nice ceremony beforehand. So great way to end the regular season. And you could almost feel the excitement in the air that the postseason was just around the corner. Obviously, last season coming off the run to the Sutherland Cup and making it so far. Game 7, of course, as we all remember. Some unfinished business for Stratford. And while there's not a lot of returning, only two returning players from that team on the roster right now, the rest of the guys and everybody knows about it, the coaching staff, obviously. So a lot of excitement and, they're going to want to do and go as far as they did certainly last year. And this time just finish it with a win instead of a loss.
And let's quickly spotlight the other series that will be, I believe, kicking off Friday is Listowel and Caledon.
Yes, for sure. So Listowel had such a great season. They finished first overall in the Midwestern Conference. They have a bit of a team that's sort of reminiscent of Stratford last year. Older players, they certainly have a number of 20-year-olds, number of 19-year-olds, strong teams throughout, good goaltending. It's going to be a challenge for Caledon. Certainly they've struggled all season long. By virtue of finishing last in the Midwest, they play the top team in Listowel. So I don't expect it to be a long series at all. I certainly expect it maybe to be over in four. But what looks good on paper, you never know until you actually get on the ice to see what happens. So anything could happen, but I certainly expect that Listowel will dominate that series.
And there you go. In terms of Junior B, we also do know another series that kicks off. Again, teams you don't get a chance to see too much, but it's going to be St. Mary's and Sarnia. That kicks off Friday.
Yeah, so we actually did get to see Sarnia once this season for Stratford. Just as part of the crossover games, Sarnia came to town, defeated Stratford, actually, in that game. That will be another good series for sure. St. Mary's, obviously, a stronger team, and I expect that they will do well. I don't get to see as much of St. Mary's, obviously, as I'd like to, just because of the way the games fall and having most of our games on the same nights that they play. But certainly I know a lot of fans in St. Mary's, personally will be excited for that. And nice if both St. Mary's and Stratford made it to the final of the Sutherland Cup and played. That would be a series to remember. So certainly a lot of fans holding out hope for that.
All right, but in the meantime, hey, it's always great to say playoff hockey with Stratford Warriors kicks off Friday, taking on Brantford at the Almond Arena. Of course, we encourage fans to check out the game in person, but it will also be broadcast online?
Yes, for sure. It certainly will. So Les Vaders will be in the play-by-play seat as I'm currently away for a little bit, and Don the General MacArthur with his excellent color commentary, really the star of the broadcast, will be alongside. That'll be a 7:25 pregame show on StratfordWarriors.hockey, and then we'll have the game Saturday as well. That'll be a 4:55 pregame show. All the games throughout the playoffs can be heard live on StratfordWarriors.hockey.
All right. Well, Casey Kenny, voice of the Stratford Warriors. Casey, we certainly know you're away. We appreciate the update and the breaking news on that. And you can hop back in the hot tub now.
That sounds great. Thanks, Jamie. Let's get this going.